listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, A Wrinkle in Time.
Imagine that the ant here wants to get to her other hand.
Its quickest option is to walk across the street.
But it turns out a straight line is not the shortest distance between two points. Not if you use the fifth dimension.
It's outside of the rules we know of time and space. So the ant arrives in my hand instantaneously.
So you fall to space.
More likely wrinkle it.
I have very fond memories of reading Madeleine L'Engle's A Wrinkle in Time when I was a kid. Though the novel was released in 1962, it felt totally current to me when I discovered it in the late 1970s. A Wrinkle in Time is the first book in a series that follows the Murray and O'Keefe families through adventures on other worlds and inside living cells. The title of this one refers to the idea of traveling through space by wrinkling space-time, that is, moving widespread points closer together by folding space like a piece of paper or cloth. This year is the centennial of L'Engle's birth, and a natural time for this movie adaptation to be released in theaters. Director Ava DuVernay is the first woman of color to have a budget of more than $100 million to make a film, and she chose to cast several African Americans in key roles. Meg Murray, played by Storm Reed, is a strong, smart middle school student who could inspire girls to believe in themselves in the face of terrible challenges. I noticed several mother-daughter pairs at the screening that I attended, so that message may be connecting with some folks. Now, I won't catalog all the differences between the book and the film here, but fans of the novel should know that they are substantial. There remain a number of connections that science teachers could use to get students talking about geometry, waves, and sound. Meg, her younger brother Charles Wallace, played by Derek McCabe, and Calvin O'Keefe, played by Levi Miller, seek out Meg's father, who disappeared 4 years earlier while experimenting with teleportation. The children are helped by the three mystical Mrs. Mrs. What's-It, Reese Witherspoon, Mrs. Who, Mindy Kaling, and Mrs. Witch, Oprah Winfrey. They all travel from planet to planet by tesseract, or tesser, which is basically a kind of teleportation. In geometry, a tesseract is a four-dimensional shape, also called a hypercube. And here's where you can connect to geometry. A point has no size, so it's zero-dimensional. A line has only length, so it's one-dimensional. A plane has length and width, so it's two-dimensional. Finally, a cube has length, width, and height, so it's three-dimensional. Each of those dimensions is perpendicular to the others. Now, since we only experience three physical dimensions, it's hard to visualize a four-dimensional shape having a direction perpendicular to the other three. The animation posted on YouTube by Educaria can be helpful in imagining how another dimension could be added to a cube, and I've got a link to that and several other things in the online version of this column. The tesseract in A Wrinkle in Time folds space-time, enabling people to move from one planet to another essentially instantly. In the film, understanding what frequency to use appears essential to a successful tesser. Now, what is frequency? Well, frequency is a wave property that describes how often the wave pattern repeats in a given time. Physicists generally use hertz, or cycles per second, as the unit of frequency. And just to give you a sense of this, human hearing detects sound from around 60 hertz to 20,000 hertz, while visible light waves are oscillating at 10 to the 15th power hertz. Now, at the start of the movie, Meg's father shows her something called a Chladni plate, which is simply a sheet of metal with some sand or salt sprinkled over it. The plate is forced to vibrate either by using a musician's bow or with a variable speaker attached in the middle. When the frequency of vibration hits one of the resonant frequencies of that metal sheet, the salt forms a pattern. No salt where the plate is moving a lot of salt where the plate is sitting still. You can find a video of this linked to in the online version of this column as well. Be careful, the sound is quite loud, and you'll want to have the volume turned down when you check that one out. Traveling by tesser requires finding the right resonant frequency to wrinkle space-time. Now, it's not unreasonable to propose that resonance causes a major physical effect. The 1940 collapse of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge is one example of the power of resonance, which caused waves in the bridge to get so large the structure was torn apart. You can find videos of this online by searching for Tacoma Narrows Bridge collapse. Now, one other memorable scene appears briefly in the trailer. In front of a row of identical suburban houses, about a dozen children bounce identical balls exactly in unison. The The shot's very short in the trailer, but the scene in the movie is much longer. That loud pulse of the bouncing balls makes kids like Charles Wallace feel very uncomfortable. Finally, all in unison, mothers come out of the houses and call their children to come in for dinner, and the bouncing stops. In A Wrinkle in Time, the scene has a definite creepy factor, but there would be a problem with doing this in reality. And the problem is that it takes time for sound to travel from the bounce to our ears, a lot more time than it takes for the light to get to our eyes. You don't have to be very far from someone, 50 meters is enough, to notice the bounce and the sound of the bounce getting out of sync. With all those kids at different distances away from you, if the bounces were simultaneous, the sounds would not be. TV shows and movies often fix this problem, and even otherwise careful people like the Mythbusters. When they film something exploding from a safe distance, they usually resynchronize the sound with the explosion. Now, there's a YouTube video I've linked to that shows what that real delay looks like from a very large explosion filmed from very far away. While it looks odd initially to see a silent explosion, the dramatic pause is powerful, and it's there for a real physics reason. Light is a lot faster than sound. This new adaptation of a favorite young adult science fiction story gives teachers the opportunity to talk about properties of sound and light, resonance, and multidimensional geometry.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.